There's been something I've been thinking about a lot lately. It's something you won't learn in your economics class at uni. It's something that can make or break your career. It's about how to turn anger into something highly essential for your progress in work and in life. Now let me tell you why I am uniquely qualified to talk about this. For one, I've studied economics in combination with another subject for the past 4 years, so I know that side. And I've also had the pleasure to be working full-time during all that time in the real business world. I'm talking about talking to investors, founding my own startup, and really fulfilling a vision that's in your head. So you could say I have learned to love both sides. It started when I was 15 years old. I always wanted to be my own boss and have my own startup. So naturally, I started looking up books that were about entrepreneurship. I started buying up all the books that the people, that the students used in the first semester. I was about 17 and I read every one of these books. I highlighted every word, not only because my English was not strong enough and I had to look up every word, but also because it was very interesting and new to me. So after every book, I was hoping to find an idea that I could work on myself. But sadly, that moment never came. And I was wondering if reading all these books was actually the right way to go about this. I started looking elsewhere for answers. I started reading Fortune and Forbes magazine. I was hoping for some in-depth interviews with some personalities like Marissa Mayer, Sheryl Sandberg. I was looking for people to look up to, and yeah, these magazines did a great job in doing that. I understood why these amazing personalities would move their business in one direction instead of the other, but still, it didn't quite motivate me to get off that damn couch and stop watching Netflix. You know how difficult that can be. So yeah, my sister picked up on my mood. She literally picked me up from that sofa and was like, Aya, we need to go shopping just to get your mind off of things. So you do something else than just reading books and magazines at home all alone. I was like, okay. Guys, that was her best idea yet. Let me tell you a little story on why. We went to a sneaker shop, and there, the guy would show us automatically to the women's section. We were looking for some cool sneakers with crazy patterns and bright colors, and what we would encounter in that women's section, maybe you know, it's not what we were looking for. These shoes were kind of boring, kind of basic. I mean, you see what kind of shoes I like. Not what I wanted. And we thought we were at the wrong store as our eyes glanced over to the other side. And I was like, oh shit, this is what I've been looking for. But the guy said, oh no, that's the men's section. No need to go there really. I was like, why? I was like, we don't have your size. Like, why would you not have my size? Like, I mean, these shoes, they're just not feminine enough. They don't suit girls or women, and they don't ask for it. Women just don't wear these. Needless to say, I felt offended. How dare you make stylistic choices for me, first. Second, it doesn't make any sense for me that a business would exclude 50% of their potential customers from buying their product. So as I became more furious, outraged, and disappointed, because I found out that they wouldn't sell the right sizes, my sizes, in their online stores or at any other shoe store for that fact, I was like, oh, man, I'm like, here, this just cannot be, I want to find my shoes. And I became more angry and angry, and let me tell you what this moment showed me. That being pissed off was actually the best thing that happened to me. Because then and there, I realized I had a business idea. What if the world just needed a skateboarding brand or a sneaker brand for women that would cater to all these people who wanted bright colors in their shoes and crazy patterns, just like I saw in the men's section? I knew that this was an idea where I know what needs to be done, and I couldn't believe it. This was actually a real business idea where I felt motivated enough to just go out. So this emotion gave me something that the books couldn't give me, that the magazines couldn't give me, and that all these professors and teachers who talked about entrepreneurship couldn't teach me. It finally gave me the kick off of that damn couch. It was the anger that led me to coding my own solutions for the problems that I was looking for in this world. And it was anger that led me to write a book about Wall Street. And it's actually anger that makes me do that skateboarding trick for the 50th time, over and over again, even if I fall. So yeah, I had my very own business idea. But it didn't start there. I'm not popular for that skate brand. I'm still wearing these shoes that I found in the men's section. This is way too big for me. And this chapter for me is still not closed. So yeah, I'm still angry. And for a while, I challenged myself to write down 10 business ideas every day. At first, I had my problems with it because I asked myself the question, okay, how can I make money off of something? But that question later changed into, what pissed me off today? And how can I make something, or how can I make sure that I'm not pissed off tomorrow? About the same thing, obviously. So I started having lots of ideas just straight out of my head onto that blank paper. So if you struggle with this, if you want to come up with your own idea for your next project or a business, maybe the question you need to ask yourself is, what pissed me off? And what can I do about it? Yeah. Thanks so much.